Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And our guests today are Scott Crow. Scott is the Executive Director of the Huntley Park District, and Matt Zeitz, the Director of Marketing Communications. Welcome, gentlemen, to Around Town.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having us, Ron.
Thank you.
So tell us all about your park district and your things you got going on and what's happening over here in the Huntley Community Park District.
Well, Ron, there's a lot going on, and I'm gonna turn it over to Matt to talk a little bit about what things are coming up, you know, this year in the short term with the spring and things like that. So, Matt, you want to tell us some exciting things going on?
Yeah, we've got a lot going on here as we kind of head into the spring and looking ahead to the summer. You know, we've got a lot planned, and the biggest one with the weather changing for us here, for the better, hopefully, is, you know, Pinecrest Golf Course in town. It's open, and it's been pretty busy so far early on this season. If you haven't checked it out in a while and you want to get some golf in with the weather getting nicer, go check it out for 9 or 18 holes. Also a great opportunity to host some corporate meetings, banquets, weddings, wedding showers, things like that. They're always open. So a couple other things that we're working on here is one event towards the end of this month, April 29th, Saturday, April 29th, we have our adult prom. This is a brand new event, really exciting event that we have going on. First of four events specifically for adults that we have coming this summer. I should say this year. As I'm sure you know, weren't able to go to prom with their significant other. Maybe they met them later on in life and they weren't able to go with them. And this is an opportunity to be able to do that, kind of go back in time a little bit. It's also an opportunity for maybe those high schoolers that didn't get a prom over the course of the pandemic. A little bit of an opportunity for them to experience that once again. This is a 21 and over event, and it will be an opportunity for people to enjoy themselves dancing. There will be some games. There will be some food. There will be some nice beverages for them to enjoy. It'll be a great night from 6:30 to 9:30 that
night. What's the fee for that, Matt?
It is $55 for anyone who's registering. And on top of that, $5 from every ticket is actually going to go back towards the NISRA Foundation. That's the Northern Illinois Special Recreation Association. So they're a great partner of ours. We want to help support them in a great cause of what they're doing for our community. So every ticket that's sold, $5 will go back to supporting their foundation.
So that $50 then covers the evening for dancing, entertainment.
That's right.
Food.
Absolutely. It'll all be included, plus a one free drink ticket for each person that registers.
Great.
Yeah. So we're really looking forward to that. Again, that's later this month, April 29th. It's going to be in the gymnasium at the rec center, and it's going to have a great feel like a true prom. So it would be
so
a
to promote
number.
This.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's tell the folks how they get in touch with you or how to get a hold of somebody.
Sure.
To promote this.
Absolutely. Well, if you already follow us on social media, it's a great place to start. We put a lot of different information out there regarding events like this. And we also have links that could bring you to the registration site. And that's where we're going to have all that information as well. Our website is a great source, www.huntleyparks.org.
So let's do that one more time, a little slower.
Sure. www.huntleyparks, that's with an S at the end, don't forget that, .org.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Matt.
Absolutely. So some other things that we have going on, and this has been happening now for a while, is our pickleball program, largest growing sport in the world. And Huntley is not ignoring that. And we have a very, very strong following for pickleball here. And what we do is we offer it Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. at the rec center. And that's kicking off here for April. We do have monthly registration, but also offer drop-ins on a daily basis for residents and non-residents.
Will you have a tournament with pickleball?
That's on the horizon. So a little teaser is it's good to get in now, get comfortable with our facility, become one with all of the people that are there playing, and it's something that we're certainly looking at here in the next year.
Super.
We also have ongoing registration for summer t-ball and coach pitch baseball and softball. So, you know, spring with that grass growing, that smell in the air, it always smells like baseball. So it's a great opportunity for people to get their little ones involved early with the ball diamond sports. We also have, as everybody knows, summer camp. When they think Park District, they think summer camp. And registration for that is open. It's filling up fast, though. We're getting a lot of interest. We're going to have some great camps going this year and some special edition camps as well. Again, visit our website to take a look at some of those offerings. We have a lot of different information on there and descriptions for what those camps entail.
Can you tell the folks right now a little bit about, if you send your child to that camp, what will be taking place?
So what you'll find on a general basis with summer camp is it's a full day summer camp. So you're going to get activity time led by our group leaders and our group and our camp supervisors. They are planning every week for new things. So they're going to bring in some arts and crafts. They're going to have sports related activities, a lot of time spent outside. Really, that's the essence of summer camp. We have some amazing parks that we really want them to enjoy and be out and enjoy the weather. So a lot of great things planned with that.
And for a parent, they're thinking, boy, they can burn a lot of energy off. That's
sure
going to be great for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, they go home tired. That's right. For sure.
And, you know, they get some unique opportunities with field trips. You know, we take field trips to different other, you know, pools and playgrounds and amusement, you know, companies and things like that. So they get a variety of that. They use our own pool at Stingray Bay. So that's one of the benefits of our camp is exclusive use of that pool for Stingray Bay, which is very unique, and the kids love that. So
that's a nice variety of things for the kids to do during the summer months. That's
yeah,
great.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we would be silly not to bring up Stingray Bay itself coming up this summer. We are taking registration for swim lessons and swim teams. So those interested in doing a little bit more at the pool, maybe you're interested in some competitive swim team atmosphere, that registration is open. Swim lessons for a variety of ages, that's available as well. And then the season passes. We always say that if you're planning on visiting Stingray Bay 8 or more times in a summer, it's well worth getting that Stingray Bay season pass.
And how about the kids that apply for lifeguard?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're hiring now. We've been hiring for a while. In fact, we have a new aquatic manager this year. Josh Norick just joined our team, and he's been in the aquatic world before. He's also worked as a paramedic, so he's got a lot of heavy background in emergency response and life-saving things. So, but he is recruiting for various positions at the pool, lifeguards, pool attendants, our customer care staff, swim instructors. So there's a lot going on right now with that, and we encourage people to apply. You know, we've got a lot of jobs between our summer camp and our pool. You know, there's about 150 jobs every year that we fill. A lot of returning staff, but then there's always new staff we hire and train every year. So, you know, one of the unique things is, you know, we take that opportunity seriously. You know, we are the largest employer of first-time, you know, kids, young adults, getting their first job. So we're the largest employer in Huntley of that. And, you know, hiring most of our staff that work in the summer were hired for their first job with the Huntley Park District. And so we take that seriously. We look at it as an opportunity to, you know, teach them some great work ethic and, you know, how to be in a work environment and learn those basic skills that's going to help them throughout life.
And Scott, what's the age requirement for that?
So it depends on the job, but as young as 15 for lifeguards. Most other positions are 16 or older. Camp counselor, pool attendant. Ironically enough, the state requires you to be 16 or older to say go at the top of the slide. Consider it an amusement ride, but
right.
But to be that person at the bottom, to be responsible to save their life if they have trouble, you can be 15. And, you know, I want everybody to understand that there's such a comprehensive training program associated with that and ongoing training requirements, independent audits to make sure our lifeguards are doing what they need to do and you know, providing a safe environment. Variety of different swim programs available, swim team for the more advanced swimmers, and then also junior lifeguards. So we do have an opportunity for lifeguards between the ages of 12 and 14, people that are maybe interested in that. There's a junior lifeguard program available to them as well.
And they'd go through training also, correct?
Yeah, that's part of the class. So they'll kind of go through everything the lifeguards do. They're just not old enough to get certified.
Okay.
And then they'll be able to attend some trainings with our lifeguard staff to kind of learn hand-in-hand with them what it takes to be a lifeguard. And, of course, it's fun. You know, who doesn't like to get in the pool, use the big, you know, rescue tube and, you know, you know, pretend to be Jim Carrey on Saturday Night Live, right, guarding the hot tub. So who doesn't love that one? So
right. So what else you got going, Matt?
Actually, I think I can turn it over to Scott here.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we talked a little bit about the jobs and everything, but, you know, I just want to hammer one more thing home about the jobs we offer. You know, again, there's great opportunity, and these jobs are usually building blocks for people to move on. Lifeguard, camp counselor, and, you know, I mentioned the importance of these jobs. So, you know, our Huntley High School here has a great program. For example, the medical academy that they have with Northwestern Hospital System. And so, you know, people that might be interested in getting into that field, lifeguard is a great place to start. You know, they learn those life-saving techniques, first aid, emergency response, and even advanced life-saving techniques using an AED, using oxygen. So these are a great place to start.
We're going to pause for just a minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, and we're talking with Scott and Matt from the Huntley Park District. Scott, you were talking about the presidents and some of the things that they've done. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who would like to learn how to swim and like to be able to do different activities. Mm-hmm. When the kids do apply, mm-hmm. is there a way of determining, well, your best fit would be in this area here or this area here, because they don't know what they want to do, if they want to swim or be a different type of instructor?
Yeah, so, you know, the job description's available for them to read, but, you know, our supervisors do a good job when they're interviewing, you know, asking questions, seeing what they're comfortable with. Asking, you know, I say this a lot to my staff, it's not what you can do for us, it's what else can you do for us? Trying to find out those other skills and experiences they may have, because one of the other great things about the district is a lot of these folks that work seasonally in the summer, lifeguards, camp counselors, those that are around and in town, if they're not going away to college, they can find other opportunities to work throughout the year, whether that be with our before and after school care program, our preschool program, fitness, special events. You know, there's a lot of options for them. We also do these great special events. So sometimes we need a little extra expertise in maybe performing, you know, playing a role or a character at an event, or, you know, there's some technical things that we have to do, setting up equipment. And so it's an opportunity for these young kids to do other things as well. You know, so if our supervisors identify, hey, you know, okay, you're sounding like maybe you're a little questionable on the responsibility of a lifeguard, but here's a few other jobs that might fit the need. You know, with the lifeguard role specifically, there's a swim test. The lifeguard certifying, you know, agency has certain parameters they need to meet before they can even take the class, and sure. Then, of course, to pass the class. So, yeah, there's things to do, other things to do, but, you know, again, a lot of opportunity. You know, I tell you, some of my best friends still to this day, you know, that I met 30 plus years ago as a lifeguard myself, if you can't tell, I'm a little passionate about that, you know, are still friends today. So you have an opportunity to make friends. For the most part, you're working outdoors. It's a fun environment. You know, we want to make it fun. A lot of staff recognition opportunities. So I encourage those people to come join us. You know, they're learning skills that will apply to a job in the future. They're having fun while they do it. So
when does your season officially kick off? What's the beginning date? Is there a date associated with that?
Yeah, so the pool will be Memorial Day weekend. Okay. And then the summer camp will start basically shortly after School District 158 ends.
Does that go through Labor Day then? Is that the cutoff?
No, the pool actually closes the day school starts back up in August. I believe it's a Wednesday typically. You know, unfortunately, while we'd love to hire all kinds of staff, Ron, they just simply aren't applying. If we have other staff that are older and can apply and work, we would be glad to keep that pool open. But the reality is, you know, in all my years managing pools, I could probably count on one hand how many people that were available, you know, that were maybe your atypical age group for, sure. for a lifeguard job. And I'd love to see more. And if we get them, hey, we will definitely consider that. But it just has not been a reality for us. And the other thing, too, is, you know, the staff that we hire, they're involved. You know, they're in sports. They're in other academic clubs and groups. And, you know, when school starts, that becomes a priority for them. And
sure.
who are we to say sure. what their priority should be when they're that age? We're trying to work with, you know, everything we can.
Well, at least they had a good season and they learned something, and it's something where they would look forward to coming back the following year, because I'm sure repetition is part of the program too, where people say, hey, it was a great time last summer, Let's do that again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we get a lot of returning staff, and that's a big part of our recruitment and retention efforts. Absolutely.
So we got this whole program going on, things that are going to be taking place. And here again, they still have to go to the website, and they get a lot of information off that website. Yeah. Are there any other things that we should share with the folks to bring them up to date, to know what's going on, that those that said, gee, I know the pool's there, or I know this is there, but, you know, what else goes on in that park? I drive by Dyke Park, but what else is going on? Are there other things that we should be telling the folks out there that you guys can think of?
Well, I think I always say go to social media. I know not everyone is tuned in with it, but if there's an opportunity for you to follow us on social media, that is where we are the most dynamic with our messages. Whether it's on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, we're putting out fresh information about things that are up and coming on a short notice. If something were to pop up, a new pop-up event or a new deal that might be coming up in, say, fitness or in the pool or anything like that, it's always best to follow us on social media. We're very active with that. It's a great opportunity to stay in touch. We have a couple other events that are coming up too that I think we want to put out there nice and early. Like we alluded to with adult prom and those adult events that we have. Coming this July, we have a beer run event. And we're going to tease it a little bit here. But it will take place in Dyke Park right around our rec center building. It will include some local vendors for beer. And it will involve some walking or running in the park. Okay, we're going to keep it very generic, kind of tease it a little bit. It's going to be a family-friendly event, though, some music, some games. It's going to be a good time, and come July, it's going to be hopefully nice enough out that it'll be a great time, something new for the community.
Matt, have you picked the date yet?
We are still working through that date as we kind of solidify things. So we will announce that date, though, on our website and on social media as soon as that becomes available.
We're here to serve the entire community, all ages, all walks of life, and you know, our adults tend to drop off. You know, I'm a parent of a couple kids, heavily involved in sports, and you know that tends to consume our lives when we get to a certain point. And so we don't want to forget about the other adults in the community. And we want to encourage them to, you know, we're here for everybody. I mean, so we're trying to offer more events for adults. We've been very focused on youth and early childhood as a you know, hallmark of what we do, which is not unusual for most park districts. But we recognize the need, and we've received some feedback on the need for more things for adults. Right. So,
and to piggyback off of what Scott's saying is we've offered adult sports for quite a while, whether that's a volleyball league, co-ed volleyball league, and our basketball leagues have done a great job with our adult population. We've also, last summer was the first time we kicked off in quite a few years, our adult softball leagues out at Tommaso Sports Park. So if you're more of the athletically inclined and you're interested in that, or have a team, or say your business is one that wants to put together a team, always look for some of those opportunities too. We've started to get a really good turnout, multiple leagues throughout weeknights and weekends. So another opportunity for adults.
That's good. Are there any other events that you're coming up, that you're planning, that you think you want to mention right now, Matt?
Two real quick here. We have a cup in hand kickball tournament. That is going to be a very unique event. Again, an adult event out at Tommaso Sports Park. It is exactly like it sounds. You will have a cup in your hand filled with a beverage, and you will play kickball. And the idea and the primary rule is you cannot put your cup down. So what you're imagining in your head right now is a funny visual of someone trying to catch a kickball with a drink in their hand, and that's exactly what it's going to end up being. So it's some fun rules. It's a good time, a lot of laughs, and a little bit of competition too. And the last thing I'll touch on is, again, another little teaser of this new initiative we're going to be rolling out here. Hopefully the first here in McHenry and Kane County, which is going to be called Go Huntley. It is a health initiative which surrounds the importance of walking. And it will be launched early this summer, and it'll be a good kickoff where we're going to have, again, some music, and we're going to have some t-shirts we're going to be giving away as a part of a bigger program that we're going to be building for years to come, really, for the community, and offering an opportunity to really share that education of importance in walking and health.
Right. Yeah, we'll have some important speakers coming to talk about the importance of it from a state and national level. And it's a program that exists already in about 30 communities in mostly Lake County, Illinois, and some in Cook County.
Okay.
I was fortunate to be part of the program that actually originated this in Illinois, and it's an idea I'm bringing to me from my previous agency. And I vowed to be the first in McHenry County, and as it happens, we sit in two counties. So I think we're going to check a couple boxes, but it will be a free program to the community, available to everybody. And again, highlighting the importance of walking. We'll have more details on it in the coming months, and we're really excited to work with our community partners to help make this even a more impactful program to our community. And there'll be some fun pop-up events that we'll throw out from time to time. And again, we're working on some of the details. And again, free program, free stuff. We'll have some great sponsors involved. We'll have some important people involved to help spread the message. And it's a way to engage our community, Ron, that, you know, we got people that come to parks and playgrounds. We have people that register for programs, people that go golfing. But there's a lot of people that don't even do any of that. And so this is another way to engage our community and hopefully impact the lives of our community in a different way and hopefully show the importance to more community members of the park district.
And if they're not on Facebook, they can always go to your website to get all this information, right? And we should probably give that website address another time, Matt, if you would please.
Absolutely. It's www.huntleyparks, that's parks with an S, .org.
Ron, you know, some other things we have going on. We've got a couple parks being updated. This is really exciting for the community. Most of our parks are somewhere in a 15 to 20-year-old age range, so it's time to start replacing them. So you're going to see a new park this year in the Wing Point subdivision, Kiley Park. We're going to be updating that park and that playground. And I know your listeners can't see this right now, but we've got just some things to show you, like some of these great designs that we're coming up with. And at the expo recently, we got some feedback from customers. And we'll be having a public input meeting very soon about Kiley Park as well. The other one that we're working on very hard, and it's a little bigger project, it's a little bigger park, we'll be applying for a state grant to assist with about 50% of this, which equates to $400,000. So that's a savings to our community if we can get that, and we have high hopes that we will. But Weiss Park in the Southwind neighborhood, again, some great things to show you there, some great initial designs of the playground, and this is a little bit longer process. That renovation won't kick off till 2024. But we also have another brand new park coming online. It's technically already there and open, but the park district doesn't quite own it yet. We're working with the developer, D.R. Horton, over in the Cider Grove neighborhood. New park was just constructed. It'll be turned over to the park district here in the next few weeks, and we'll be doing a ribbon cutting for that. So as soon as we know clearly when we'll take ownership, we'll be doing a ribbon cutting for that. We think right now kind of late June over at the new Cider Grove Park, which has been named Coaches Park. And that was in honor of all the many volunteer coaches, not just at the Huntley Park District, but in the Huntley community. So we've got some special things planned for that ribbon cutting and associated with that. And then the next park on the list, which will also get updated in 2024, is Cottontail Park. Again, kind of part of that larger Southwind neighborhood. Those are the parks that are in most need right now. So that's exciting. And the other big thing we've had going on for the past year is our strategic master plan. And, you know, for those that are wondering, well, what is that and why is that significant to me? Well, you know, the park district has a lot of standards. We try to follow state and national standards. And one of those standards is to update our master plan at least every 10 years. And so last time we did that was in 2011, so it's time. And sure. We've received a lot of feedback from our customers. And, you know, some of the initial things we're hearing, and I encourage our listeners, we have a separate website just for this master plan, plantoplayhuntley.com, plantoplayhuntley.com. And you can link through that through our website as well. But you'll see a lot of the initial survey results. You'll see a lot of what they call equity maps, where we show all of our, for example, basketball courts. And there's some national standards associated with how many basketball courts per 1,000 people. And so, our customers can see the initial results of that. Some of the other feedback we're getting, people want special events. They want big special events. They want them to be free. And so we're dedicating more resources to that and working with community partners for sponsorships and things as well. So, but some of the big feedback we're getting in terms of new amenities that people want to see is a dog park, pickleball courts, splash pad. So we are definitely taking that information seriously. We're working toward finding solutions to gain those amenities. And we will probably be putting out some information to have some people serve on some short-term task forces to give us more specific feedback on those amenities to see what they would want, where they would want them. So we're really excited about that. Plan to play Huntley. We're wrapping up. It's set for our board to adopt it in May. We're putting the final touches on it now. And, we're prioritizing the needs of our community to help guide us over the next 5 to 10 years. So that's really important.
Folks, you've been listening to Scott Crow, the executive director of the Huntley Park District, and Matt Zeitz, the director of marketing communications. And we are 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. For more information, go to huntleycommunityradio.com, contact us, go to Around Town, and you'll be able to pick up our show. In the meantime, till next time, folks, have a great day.